Morning. I'd just like to read a few verses, some of which have already been quoted to us out of Isaiah chapter 9. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish it. So for a few moments, carrying on from what Dave was saying earlier, I just want to ask the question, or pose the question, Christmas or something else? As Dave has already said, there is so much that seems to have associated itself with Christmas nowadays, and unfortunately, those things seem to be, to some extent, crowding out the true meaning of Christmas. We seem to no longer use the word Christmas, but we have abbreviated it to Xmas. And it's been suggested that the reason for this is in an attempt to cross Christ out of Christmas. And if we do cross Christ out of Christmas, then we are left with something that can be very easily be described as excess in everything that is done around this festive period. We know statistically far much more food will be bought, and unfortunately far much more food will be thrown away over this Christmas period. Far much more money than is necessary will be spent in order to satisfy the excesses that seem to now have associated themselves with Christmas. I don't know whether you saw it on the in the newspapers, but recently there have been a spate of old letters sent to Father Christmas that have been discovered 70, 80 years after they were stuck up a chimney. And on one of those letters, I remember vividly, this person had asked for a spinning top and a packet of polos. Now I imagine what kids would think today if they got a spinning top and a packet of polos, because there is so much that kids desire as a consequence of the hype that surrounds Christmas, the excess that goes into spending. And then of course we know that the police tell us that over this Christmas period there'll be far more people prosecuted for drink driving because of the excesses in drink that take place around Christmas. And so if we think that we can cross Christ out of Christmas, then all that we are left with is an empty excess which has nothing of any value or worth to it. But you see, we can't cross Christ out of Christmas, because even if we put an X there, then you open up your Christmas card. And when that Christmas card is sent to you, after the name of the person that sent it, what do you see? Two or three or four little X's, sealed with a kiss. You see, because we cannot exclude the love of God from Christmas, because Christmas is about the love of God. And Jesus is the centre. I can remember very, very vividly as a young Christian going out in the streets of Rossington, inviting people into the Christmas carol service. And I remember going up to this guy and saying, "Would you like to come along to our Christmas carol service?" And he looked at me as though I'd dropped off, you know, off the moon. And he said, "You what?" He says, "They're never bringing religion into Christmas, are they?" And so it's true, you know, the world has lost a full appreciation of what Christmas is about. But we can't cross Christ out of Christmas, because he is the centre. He is the source, not only of our lives, as we've been saying, but of the Christmas story. And without Christ in Christmas, then Christmas is absolutely nothing. And so I pray this morning that you will know not only a Christmas that has something of surprise, of excitement, and of delight, but something that has an element of the true meaning, the Lord Jesus Christ, to make your Christmas something that's extra special this year.